If you stay with us until the very end of each show, you may have noticed that we usually sign off by thanking two of our program associates, Hannah and Madeline. They help us out on the show. They're both in their 20s, and they share a mutual love for all things delicious. Now, despite Boise's vibrant food scene, there are actually a limited number of places that you can go to get a carb fix late at night. So our very own millennial foodies hit downtown Boise in search of the best spots to help kick those after midnight cravings. So whether you're headed home from the bar, you're taking a study break, or you just need to satisfy a sweet tooth, these treat sanctuaries are sure to not disappoint.
Boise has a reputation for shutting down around 10 p.m. at the latest.
But new businesses have been popping up, aiming to change that. Now you can get a variety of after-bar treats in downtown Boise, affectionately referred to as BODO. Donut Days opened its doors June 13th of this year and offers something new to Boise's foodie scene, chicken and donuts. The off-the-wall donut shop is tucked below the balcony on 8th Street and features a variety of menu items.
We've got donuts, devil's food cake, old-fashioned buttermilk, French, how do you say that, cruller, fancy donut, cup of holes. Baker's dozen for the price of a dozen.
Chicken and size, breast quarter, leg quarter, half bird, whole bird, so many options. Beverages and adult beverages.
I really like that the menu is a nice Pepto-Bismol pink. It's a reminder of what tomorrow brings.
We spoke with Donut Hustlers Tilly and Olive. Donut Days' opening couldn't have been timed better.
It was really fun because when we first opened, it was
Pride. Yeah.
The weekend was Pride. So we had a lot of really fun people coming in for that. And it was cool to see everyone dressed up. And
it was cool because I felt like with Pride, too, like, I feel like this is kind of a sense of community when it's like later at night.
Late night community with a side of deep fried goodness.
The best thing ever is to have, like, an old-fashioned just like plain glaze with chicken tenders. Like, it sounds weird, but like, it's one of those things that just works somehow.
So we took their advice and sat down to dig in.
I just want to set the scene. We're sitting in a booth that resembles a church pew, but the seat is like sparkly vinyl, like that glitter vinyl, and it's like a, is that a lilac, more of a lavender? It's a real interesting color. Cool tables are turquoise, and every table has a big old roll of paper towels on it, which leads me to believe we're about to get into some good stuff here. We took the Tilly, the waitress's recommendation, where we each have a chicken strip and we're splitting an old-fashioned donut with cinnamon sugar crumble.
It's good chicken.
Verdict's in. Yum.
Donut Days isn't the only late-night sugar shack offering sweet treats to Boise's bar crawlers.
After Donut Days, we walked, or rather waddled, the few blocks to Chip, Boise's cookie haven.
Standing in front of a brick building with large picture windows, it says Chip, now open. There's some very sad-looking cookie chefs in there. We're about to go brighten their night. They're not going to know what hit them. I really like how in the parking lot this place delivers. There are a lot of like people sitting in cars dejectedly. I don't think they're delivery drivers. I think they got cookies and then are eating them in their cars. Here we go.
Chip Cookies is owned by four siblings in Provo, Utah. Boise's downtown location opened earlier this year, but was originally only a pop-up and delivery service.
This is the only actual chip store in Idaho, but there's actually a pop-up location in Meridian. It's off of Fairview and Locust Grove. We run out of a Fit Donut. We rent it out at night. But you can go in there. It's the same thing as us. You just go in through the back door and you can buy cookies just the same as you can here.
Cookie Slinger Jaren gave us the lowdown. Like Donut Days, Chip seeks to satisfy a specific need for late night munchies.
You know, you can always get pizza and like Chinese food super late, but you can't ever get anything sweet. So that was our kind of like our signature brand was something sweet late at night. So we did cookies.
They sell milk, of course, and offer seasonal treats.
We have like a special cookie of the month. Last month for June was a salted caramel. And then for this month, starting Monday, we're actually going to have our cookies and cream with Oreo pieces throughout it and on top of it with white chocolate chips in it.
Sound good? You can walk in or have cookies delivered to your door.
We'll do anywhere between 100 and 150 deliveries a night, and then we'll do about the same in walk-ins every night.
So we ordered 8 cookies and joined the parking lot Chip Feasters.
There aren't really any seating areas in Chip, so it's either your car or the
parking post. Oh, there's a flower bed. It's true. We're about to have our first chip experience.
Oh my gosh, the aroma from this box.
We really got cookies. We should have gotten milk.
Classic rookie mistake.
So next time you're looking to satisfy your late night sweet tooth, check out Donut Days and Chip Downtown, or have some gigantic, delicious cookies delivered right to your door.
Joining me now are the dynamic duo themselves, our program associates, Hannah and Madeline. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Hey, thanks.
First off, you had a blast doing this, and you two were so full the next day. So before you visited Donut Days, though, or Chip, you started at another popular eatery because you didn't get that full just on these two places.
So we did some research, obviously, before we went out, and we saw online, like, whispers that Solid, which is next to Liquid downtown, mm-hmm. did a late-night chicken and waffles. But I couldn't find anything official.
Was it a myth? Was it a legend?
That's what we went to find out.
Yeah. So we went there first.
Mm-hmm. And?
We thought Brunner would be the best way to kick off the night, breakfast for dinner.
Okay, let's find out.
Brunner, love it. So we got the chicken and waffles, which they still have on the menu, but it's no longer offered late at night. They used to serve it until like 4 a.m., which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still there, so we tried it.
Okay.
I'm looking at a beautiful round waffle, a crispy chicken smothered in butter and sticky syrup. Okay, I'm really excited. I'm ready for this. Life-altering experience about to happen.
Oh my god. It's so good. It shouldn't be allowed.
So why did they stop doing this if it's that delicious?
The chefs got really overwhelmed. It was so popular that instead of leaving at 2 a.m., they'd be leaving at like 6 a.m., 7 a.m. is what
they were going. It was like a whole brunch with like mimosas, like all of it, the whole to-do.
Full 9 yards.
It would end at 6 a.m., and then they had to be back at, I think, noon the next day.
Oh, they were like, no, that's not happening.
Yeah. It just had to end.
The zero sleep didn't work for them.
But it's delicious. So you can still get it. You just can't get it late at night.
Right. I think you can get it till midnight.
Okay. So what then with these other places? So Donut Days, Chip, what time do they close down?
Yeah, so Donut Days, they're open until
3 a.m.
3 a.m. Mm-hmm.
And Chip is open until, I think, 2 or 2:30. Like, they're officially open until 2 a.m., but they'll stay open until 2:30
if there's a crowd.
Yeah.
The stragglers coming off the bar scene.
Yeah.
So what did you learn about this experience?
That we should not have a full meal before going and tasting cookies and donuts.
Yeah, like don't do chicken and waffles and then go do donut and waffles and then go do gigantic chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
So maybe just one versus
maybe just
three.
Pick the one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they're all worth it.
They're all worth it.
They were so good.
Yeah.
And fun fact, Donut Days actually does chicken and waffles.
That's right.
So, yeah. Solid does anymore, but Donut Days
No,
does.
And they offer gravy and, and eggs.
Wait. Great.
Gravy.
You're not supposed to put gravy on your donut, are you?
Yep.
You can if you want to. The option's there.
On the plate, and then pile gravy on top of it, and then dig in.
Yep.
Wow. All right. I love that you guys did this. We're going to send you on another adventure once we figure it out.
Yes, please do.
Our millennial dynamic duo, Hannah and Madeline, thanks so much for joining us today. That was fun, you guys.